USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A four-page letter has been sent by Attorney General William Barr to Congress summarizing the Mueller report, saying that no evidence was found that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. The president spoke in Florida.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected.
House Judiciary Gerald Nadler of New York tweets, in light of the very concerning discrepancies and final decision-making at the Justice Department following the special counsel report where Mueller did not exonerate the president, we will be calling Attorney General Barr in to testify before House Judiciary in the near future. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
We now know the identities of America's latest fallen soldiers. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat.
Gas prices are going up 16 cents over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lomberg says the national average for a gallon of unleaded is $2.66.
San Francisco has the high average and is $3.48 for regular, and the low is the same in two different cities. Salt Lake City and Baton Rouge are both at $2.29.
She says the most expensive gas in the country is found in the San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More protests in Pittsburgh over the acquittal of a cop who shot an unarmed black teenager. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
No justice! No peace!
Rallies got underway for a second straight day in Pittsburgh following the acquittal of former police officer Michael Rosfeld. Protesters sang during a Saturday afternoon solidarity service for Antoine Rose. Rose's father says it's very painful to see what happened, to sit there and deal with it. He spoke to the hundreds who gathered to protest the jury's acquittal of Rosfeld. The officer had been charged with homicide in last summer's shooting. Protesters chanted, "Protect our sons," before marching toward downtown Pittsburgh. The presidents of two Pittsburgh-based charities issued a statement Saturday saying they share a sense of shock and outrage at the acquittal.
The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence has created a surge in home sales last month of 11.8%. With more, here's John Clemens.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.